Chris, how are you?
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell me what you do for MISHTA.
Well, I'm the Director of Legal Affairs, so I coordinate our legal activities and deal with government relations to some extent and do assorted other things that are all mission-oriented for our housing and community development.
Well, talk about a nightmare of a situation. The Neighborhood Stabilization Fund was audited, and there are some challenges there. Tell us what you know.
Well, I think it's important that we frame the issue here a little bit and talk about what Congress intended when they created the Neighborhood Stabilization Program. This program was created by Congress in the throes of the economic decline in 2008 to help address abandoned and foreclosed homes across communities and to address those issues and stabilize those communities. And so we use that money to do that and also to provide additional affordable housing opportunities for citizens. So Congress was, you know, looking at creating a program with the President Bush at the time to address these issues. This was an emergency situation, and the program was created to address these economic declines. So, you know, the HUD OIG audit, Office of Inspector General audit, really is a follow-up where they're trying to assess how we've done with the program.
The Michigan State Housing Development Authority got some red marks. Apparently, you missed some deadlines to allocate funds and lacked documentation in other areas. Are these allegations correct?
We don't believe they are. We think that this was a program in progress, and if you read the audit, we have some fairly strong responses to the audit. You know, we'd point out that this program was implemented on a fast pace. We and other states that were implementing it were asking HUD for additional guidance on the program, and there really was a lack of guidance given the fact that that these dollars were created to address a crisis. And so we're implementing the program into a crisis, and we're now being castigated for not complying fully with the program design. And the program design was occurring as we were rolling out the program. So, you know, Tony, I think we did our best on this. And, you know, we would point out that nobody's alleging that MISHTA has misspent taxpayer funds. Nobody's alleging that cities, townships, and county governments that work with us did anything improper. It's essentially a bureaucratic process snafu here where HUD thinks it should have been one way and we've interpreted it differently.
One of the allegations is $1 million price tag for the purchase of two apartment buildings on Cassia Avenue, but that MISHTA was not able to document how it arrived at that market value. Is that true?
Well, I think what happened there is we were obligated under the program to provide a list of properties and activities that we would engage in and sort of provide a preliminary award to a property, and that's what we did here. We're still evaluating that loan and that financing, and we think HUD's criticism of that deal is premature. We think that our partners in Detroit who acquired that property have cost basis in excess of $1 million in that deal. In other words, the nonprofits that are involved spent more than $1 million in acquiring the property, and we think the $1 million is justified. But this project is still in rollout, this one specifically, and we're still reviewing the situation, and it's not clear that we will approve the full $1 million for the deal. It's also not clear that NSP will be the source that's used to do the deal.
Hey, Chris, I got about 15 seconds. Left. What do you got to do to make HUD happy?
Well, it's going to be a long process. I mean, when HUD OIG issues an audit like this, HUD Detroit will now get the audit, and we'll work on addressing the audit with them. It typically takes us a year or two to get through that process. And at the end of the day, we'll work it out, and we continue to work with them, and hopefully that works.
Thanks so much for your time, Chris.
Thanks, Tony.